Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as I broadcast on my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship stations, right here to great radio stations all across America on the Genesis Communications Network, that's GCNLive.com, and on selected Salem Media Group stations in some of the largest radio markets in the country. We're also heard on a lot of the leading independents around there, too. We get a great mixture of listeners, and we appreciate each and every one of you that's listening to us right now. And, of course, we broadcast around the world via the Internet. With our streaming, our internet streaming, and of course on the satellite, the Westwood One satellite. So once again, thank you so much for tuning in. A lot to talk about tonight. And as always, a special shout out goes out to our active duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. And there's plenty of them out there tonight. We got a bunch of Florida National Guardsmen that are in the mix for tonight. We want to make sure we say Godspeed to them, because they're going to be very busy here over the next 48 hours and beyond. And to everybody that's out there working on the Third Watch right now, especially our over-the-road 18-wheel truck drivers, the men and the women out there, coast-to-coast, border-to-border, we appreciate what you're doing. The FedEx, the UPS drivers, the bulk mail haulers, which today is probably going to be the only day you're going to be able to get mail for a day or two, I'm guessing. Now, suicide jockeys, of course, hauling the gas and the diesel and the oil, a very important job to do right now, because you got to have the gasoline to get on down the highway to wherever it is you're going to hunker down and get out of the storm that's coming. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Radio Show Facebook page. We're also on MeWe. We're on Gab. We're on Getter. We're on True Social. We're on Twitter, or X, as you might want to call it now, as at Captain's America. And, of course, our website is the Captain's America Third Watch.com. Go over there and check it out for all the different things we have, all the different links we got over there to the news services we have, plus our guests like this one right here out there in California, where I do believe it's still a little bit warm under the tootsies out there. And this would be Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Good morning, Kyle.
And good morning, Captain. Good morning to everybody out there.
How warm is it?
Well, it got up into the high 90s for me today, but right now it's 72 degrees outside.
Well, it's not bad. And let's see, right here, right now it's 84 degrees. It's very humid out, as you might well expect with this storm that's getting ready to bear down on us. So let's say the pledge and get rolling. You ready?
Of course.
Here we go. I pledge allegiance to the flag.
I pledge allegiance to the flag.
Of the United States of America.
Of the United States of America.
And to the republic for which it stands.
And to the republic for which it stands.
One nation under God.
One nation under God.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
And, of course, we emphasize the two words under God because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, obviously all eyes are on the Gulf as tropical storm, still a tropical storm, but won't be for long. Idalia is headed in our general direction. It still hasn't quite broke loose of the grip of Cuba. It's working on it. But once it gets out there into the Gulf and the warmer waters, that's going to pick it up. It's definitely going to speed up, intensify, and it's going to make a beeline for somewhere along the Gulf Coast of Florida. Now, a lot of areas right now, and I'm going to read this statement, a lot of areas are under a life-threatening storm surge warning. This is going to cause a lot of flooding, especially the low-lying areas that always get a lot of water, because you're going to get upwards to 10 inches of rain in some of these areas, maybe even more. And add that to a high tide, add that to a storm surge, and you're going to have flooding. Question is how much. Now, it's not the winds that kill people in storms like this, Kyle. It's always the water.
That's exactly right. And the storm surge that we could be seeing is going to be significant. Again, it will depend where the storm really does come ashore, but you have to be ready for that.
Well, right here by me, the surge should be anywhere from 4 to 7 feet. This is in the Tampa Bay area, and that's bad enough as it is with a normal day with a lot of areas at sea level, or in some cases, a couple of areas I can think about are actually slightly below sea level. So you add 4 to 7 foot to that and make it high tide, and suddenly you got water that's going to be about 8 foot high from the ground level. But to the north of us, up in the Big Bend region, they keep calling it Big Bend. I'm going to be specific. In the areas of Cedar Key and Crystal River, you're going to have a storm surge up there of 8 to 12 feet, which is going to take the water. And by the way, they are at sea level pretty much along the channel in Crystal River. And what it's going to do is it's going to take it and put it taller than a one-story house.
And that is significant, really significant. And so, and also, Captain, the winds, they say now, of course, would be able, because you have that flat area at sea level, basically, the winds can drive that water very far inland.
Well, that's what's happening right now. This is what the storm surge is all about, the way the winds are rotating and blowing the water up into Tampa Bay as well as up the coastline, wherever you go up through there, those channels and whatnot. And, of course, residents in the areas up there around Big Bend and Cedar Key and Crystal River, you need to be paying close attention, as well as Tampa Bay, Sarasota, because this is not a drill. This is not a, oh, it's going to miss us again. Nope. Everybody's going to get something. The question is, what the something's going to be? Because these storms have a mind of their own. All right, Kyle, hold that thought. Folks, I'll be right back with more here on the Captain's America Turn Watch on a Tuesday morning.
Stay tuned. There's more coming up right after this short break on the Captain's America Third Watch. And call us at 1-877-969-8600.
It's obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media are distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the real concerns of American families. Countries we're at odds with are hoarding food, financial systems are strained, and supply chains remain too fragile. We can tell something is coming, so we're preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. And while you're there, stock up on water filtration, heirloom seeds, and emergency gear, too, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Folks, it's Tuesday, and that means it's time for Lunch with the Captain at Mission Barbecue in Tampa. Join Captain Matt Bruce from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. for great conversation, great people, and of course, great food. That's Mission Barbecue on West Waters Avenue, east of the Veterans Expressway in Tampa. Come on out and see the Captain. We'll see you there.
You betcha, and I'm looking forward to going to Mission Barbecue today because it'll be a very influential group of people that'll be there talking about the weather, I'm sure. But in the meantime, don't forget that I'm there from 11 to 1, and I will be leaving promptly at 1 o'clock because I'm going to have to do something real quick and then turn around and come back and finish doing what I'm doing because about 3 to 4 o'clock in the afternoon, they're saying that things are going to start to go south with the bands of rain coming in and the wind and all that. And if the winds get up, and you all know this if you've been here in Florida at all, if the winds get up to 45 miles an hour, they will shut down the bridges across Tampa Bay and down there where the Skyway is across the shipping channel going down into Manatee County from Pinellas County. So you have to keep that in mind when you're doing your traveling around today. When the winds start to pick up, and they will, they'll be shutting down the bridges. And nobody will be going anywhere except their own local neighborhood. And then you better hope that you're not going to be driving in the floodwater. But anyway, this portion of the program brought to you by MyPillow, MyPillow.com. The promo code you need is Captain. That gets you the savings that you can use to your advantage. And, of course, if you want to call them on the phone, their number is 800-641-5459, 800-641-5459. MyPillow.com, promo code Captain. Check it out. Lots of savings there. Lots and lots of savings. Okay, back to Kyle Warner, professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
All right.
Are you back?
Yep. All right. You, I was going to say, I hope I didn't catch you sleeping.
No. No, as a matter of fact, Captain, you just mentioned something about the bridges.
Yeah.
And there's something else that goes along with that as well, and that is the fire chief for Tampa, Fire Rescue Chief Barbara Tripp, earlier was saying that once the winds get to a certain velocity, they're not going to be able to respond to do rescue.
No.
And that's why people need to be moving around and get to where they're going, especially if they're seeking safety.
That goes for the ambulances, too, because the ambulances are not designed aerodynamically. They're a square box. And if they get out there on one of those bridges and the winds start whipping around, they can very easily get blown over, so they don't even risk it. And as a matter of fact, it's bad enough in a car if you're not aerodynamically designed to get out there and know how to drive in the wind. And that's put two hands on the wheel and drive according to the speed limit that isn't going to rock you and sock you around.
Well, exactly right. We also understand that Tampa Airport, Tampa International,
closed up.
That's right, as of midnight yesterday or midnight today, and that's not going to reopen until after the storm passes, basically.
That's correct. And 3 o'clock tomorrow, St. Pete is going to be closing, according to what I just heard a little while ago. So, and they're planning on opening the next day at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. We'll see. We'll see. It all depends. Now, again, folks, if you are not sure, okay, if you're not sure of what's going on and you got any questions or anything like that, you need to go and check out the different government websites for the hurricane. And, of course, one of the best ways to do it is to go through your counties and look it up that way. And I'll have that information for you here in the next hour. And I'm only going to say it once because I don't have enough time to repeat all this stuff. And it'll be heard during the course of the day here on our local station here in Tampa. Now, I will tell everybody that's in Hillsborough County, if you live in evacuation zone A, which is the low-lying areas and also all manufactured houses, that is trailers, people are being told to evacuate. This could mean as many as 300,000 people evacuating their homes.
Well, that's exactly right. And, of course, people have to go somewhere. That means, of course, the roads could be jammed. And then you have another problem as well. But that's why you have to start doing this now. And if you're staying in place, you've got to make sure you have your supplies.
I think the governor was listening to me because he made an announcement. He says, you don't have to get in your car and drive hundreds of miles away, because I told everybody to go up to Jackson, Georgia, remember?
Right.
I said, if you want to get out of this, just get in your car and don't stop till you get to Jackson, Georgia, and you'll be out of it. It's that simple. And he says, you don't have to get in your car and go hundreds of miles. Just go to where you're at higher ground. Okay, well, the highest ground in Florida is in Claremont on U.S. 27 over near Orlando. But let me continue here with something else here in the Tampa Bay area for the folks that are listening. Pinellas officials have issued their first evacuation orders ahead of Idalia. And, of course, again, if you live in flood zone A, that's evacuation zone A, and you're in a mobile home, they're asking you to leave your residence and either go to a shelter or go wherever it is that you might happen to feel safe. So that's where we're at with all of this. And like it or not, they're going to be coming around and checking to make sure that the people are either going where they're supposed to go or whatever, right?
Well, that's right. Another thing as well, Captain, to be prepared for is to have your battery-powered radio and batteries.
I wonder why.
For that. That's right, Bill, because you're going to want to tune in to hear. That may be the only way you're going to get any information.
Yep.
Because you need to expect some massive power outages.
Yep.
With this.
And when the power goes out, if you haven't been here before, we lose power for days at a time sometimes. That's just the way that it is. And we're not trying to scare anybody. That's not what we're doing. We're just telling you from our own experience what we know is going to happen. Now, let me just try to do something here, because I already had somebody ask me, oh, why don't you give me the website, please? But anyway, all the shelters are open in Pinellas County, and they're open in Hillsborough County, too. Let me give you some information here, okay? First of all, you've got hurricanes.gov. Hurricanes.gov. Go over there. You either type in your zip code or type in wherever you're at in terms of Pinellas County. It'll ask you by counties, and it'll give you the information you need for shelters and all that other stuff. Weather.gov/Tampa Bay. Weather.gov/Tampa Bay is another useful website. Those are two of the better ones. And then, of course, if you want to go to Facebook and try to find somebody that's got the state news, you do the Facebook.com thing, and then you do a slash whatever the county is. Like, for example, if you're in Citrus County, you do Facebook.com/Citrus County. If you're in Hernando County, you do Facebook.com/Hernando County. If you're in Pasco County, Facebook.com/Pasco County, and so on and so forth. And that's how you can use Facebook to get information if you can't find it anywhere else. And there's no reason why you can't find it by going to the weather.gov/Tampa Bay, which gives you all the counties in the Tampa Bay area, and hurricanes.gov. That will give you everything you want anywhere in the state of Florida. Because, again, we have 67 counties, and in case you haven't heard this, folks, we have 46 counties are under a state of emergency designated such by our governor. You knew that one, right, Kyle?
Yeah, that's exactly right. 46 out of 67 Florida counties on Monday morning, and Governor DeSantis is very, very serious about this, and it's not his first rodeo, of course, but he wants everybody to be prepared.
Nope, but he did a really good job last year with Ian. This is not the same type of storm as Ian. It is going to be of the same, because it's not as big as Ian was. But this is going to be more centered wherever it comes ashore. If it's up there around Cedar Key, if it's up there around Crystal River, or whether it's up a little bit further up Big Bend. And then again, you never know what's going to happen. All it takes is a little wobble to the right, and here we are. We're looking at it, you know, so you don't know. We're going to be close enough here in Tampa Bay from Sarasota all the way up to Big Bend. We're going to be close enough that it's going to brush the shoreline. We're going to get the water. We're going to get the wind. We're going to get the squalls that come through, the big rain, thunder squalls. And there'll be a fair amount of flooding in the low-lying areas, and that's pretty much what we're going to see unless this storm decides to make a turn below Crystal River or Cedar Key. If it does, then we'll get more. Closer we are to the center, the eye, the more the chances of us getting more stuff. So that's how it's going to work.
Well, Captain, do we know the timetable at least? I know it depends on where the storm actually tracks, like you're talking about, but what time of day is the storm surge, as it were, to be expected?
Well, the surge is going to start today around lunchtime or thereabouts or a little bit later, and it'll just start gradually. And then as everything gets closer, there'll be more of a significant rise in the water. And the longer it goes on, most of it's going to occur in the darkness, which means you won't be able to see what's going on. But that's the way it's going to be for a while anyway. Hold that thought, Kyle. Folks, we're going to take a break, and we're going to come right back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch. We are talking about, of course, Idalia, the tropical storm, soon to be hurricane. Be right back.
Hey, Kevin Jackson here. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Thank you. USA News Update. Tropical Storm Idalia is marching toward Florida. Luke Strickland with Florida's Emergency Management Agency says all the models are saying Idalia is getting stronger.
We project this to be a Category 3 major hurricane, 150-mile-per-hour winds heading towards Florida's Big Bend area, north of Tampa Bay all the way up to the Big Bend.
Idalia will make landfall on Florida's Gulf Coast by early Wednesday morning. Maui Police Chief John Pelletier is responding to criticism about barricades that were set up in Lahaina. Some reports say the barricades caused traffic congestion, trapping more people in the town as it burned on August 8th. Pelletier says there were barricades, but only in areas where there was already extreme danger. American Airlines is being hit with the largest ever fine for keeping passengers waiting on the tarmac. The Department of Transportation is fining the airline more than $4 million for long delays with passengers. John Schaefer, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
This is Kyle Warren, and you are tuned in to the Captain's America Third Watch radio program. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600.
Thank you very much, Kyle. And this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Relief Factor. Relief Factor is a product that I take every day and have for the last 13 years to get my day started. Because of the fact that I have problems with inflammation and swelling and pain in my left foot and ankle, thank you to the World Trade Center, and it's something I have to live with. And I used to take prescription medicine, and I decided one day I'm not going to do it. There's got to be something that I can take that's going to help me that doesn't have to be a prescription. So I found Relief Factor, and I've been taking it ever since, and it works. Now, the reason it works for me is because of what's in it. Turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3, which helps your body to support its natural response to inflammation, which goes straight to the source of the problem and lowers or eliminate whatever the pain, the swelling, and the discomfort that you're in. Now, it's 100% drug-free, 100% botanical and fish oil product made from a clinically developed formula that supports the regularization of key enzymes and proteins. And it will help your body to support a healthy response to inflammation and decrease the discomfort that you're going to be in. It comes in little convenient individual packets for easy to take capsules in a packet. It also supports healthy joints and muscles, and it only costs $19.95 for the 3-week quick start to get it all started. That's $19.95 on a 3-week quick start, gets it all started. And you get that by going to the website, ReliefFactor.com/captain. That's ReliefFactor.com/captain. One more time, ReliefFactor.com/captain. And in the words of Kyle Warren, Right, that was a little garble, but you said all you could have to lose is pain. Oh, you said that in Indian. That was Indian talk. Okay, 1995 on the relieffactor.com/captain. No, you were a little garble there for some reason.
All right, well,
now you're better. Now you're better. Now you're not garbled. And I want to thank the young lady that just called me. She raised an interesting point, and I'm well aware of it. The Indians, of course, for years and years and years, settled around Sarasota and Manatee County and even in the Tampa Bay area for a reason. They didn't get storms over here on any type of regular basis, and that's why they were over here. Now, there's a couple of reasons they say because of that, because, number one, the water is shallower, and the big storms don't follow the shallower water in. But every now and then, it may be scattered out in terms of years. Every now and then, it's been known to happen. So, unfortunately, we have to prepare. When those storms come by us, even if they come by and you're on the right side of the storm, you're going to feel some sort of effect, And this time it looks like as if it's going to be the surge is going to push the water up into Tampa Bay and down into Manatee River and all that good stuff. So there you go. As well as the winds, there'll be a certain residual amount of wind. We won't be that close to the big winds, but we'll certainly be in an area where we could get winds. And I saw the chart last night, anywhere from 70 to 90 miles an hour skirting the coastline and the edge of Tampa. So there you go. Might not make it to the interstate. By that, I mean 75, but it could make it to 275, which creates quite a problem locally in a big city. Now, we did have a shooting yesterday, Kyle, in North Carolina, where one person was wounded during a North Carolina shooting. And I believe it was an instructor that was shot?
Well, unfortunately, Captain, yes, one faculty member was killed, evidently, by this suspect. The suspect was eventually taken into custody, but they're looking for some kind of motive here. They're also looking for any kind of connection between the two people. And, of course, Chapel Hill, North Carolina, there, it was locked down for a few hours. They eventually gave the all clear, I think, around 4:15 local time, but you had a lot of people, of course, that were trying to seek sheltering in place and so forth as the hunt went on.
And I understand this suspect is an Asian, is that right?
From what we know so far, I don't know that they've released the name or any other information other than a possible, I think they have a photograph, which we don't know where that photograph came from. We don't know if it's a student ID or a driver's license photograph or what. But again, this is just a terrible, terrible tragedy.
Well, the news at the bottom of the hour called the shooter an Asian. That's where I got that information.
Mm-hmm. So. Well, and again, so we don't know, and I don't think we know anything about the victim either at
no.
this point. And so, again, we don't know any connections, any motive yet,
no.
Other than you have this this terrible tragedy.
Now, a judge set March 4th, 2024, as a date for Donald Trump to appear in a federal case in Washington, charging the former president with trying to overturn the results of the 2020 election, rejecting a defense request to push back the case by 2 years. Now, the significant thing about this is the day before the vote on Super Tuesday.
That's a Super Tuesday, and so Donald Trump has to be in court. Is that a coinky dink, as they call it, I think?
Yeah, it is all right. It's called they stuck it to him.
Well, and again, it's, you know, Captain, it's almost as if there's absolutely no hiding this anymore. Voters will certainly look at that as being something that is directly, you know, connected to the election. I think they're going to not be very happy about that. Because generally speaking, these kinds of things probably shouldn't be happening during an election year for the very reason that it would, in fact, influence the voters' ability to choose.
Right. Now, we heard something interesting about Hawaii and the Maui fires. Hawaii's electric utility acknowledged that its power lines started a wildfire on Maui, but faulted the county firefighters for declaring the blaze contained and leaving the scene. Well, there's a story behind that, and I'm going to stand up for the firefighters and tell them what it was. They didn't have any more water because the damn fool that was in charge of putting the water out there didn't have the hydrants charged. He didn't have any water going to the hydrants, so they ran out of water, and the reason they left the scene was to go to get another truckload or two of water.
Well, exactly right. The whole water issue is just a travesty upon travesty. Why the water wasn't turned on or released, this kind of thing, is just unconscionable. This is a terrible confluence of events with this.
Well, as a result, a second wildfire broke out nearby and became the deadliest in the U.S. in more than a century. And so this is what the power company is saying. Well, our power lines caused it. And by the way, that takes the climate people right out of the picture altogether with them saying, it was a climate change.
Well, the climate change people are going to try to make everything climate change. There's just, I don't think you're going to hear somebody say, oh yeah, okay, this one probably wasn't, because what they'll talk about is, and then you've got, more dry conditions or whatever it is that they're going to say. But this particular thing, obviously there's going to be a cavalcade of lawsuits about this, and there will emerge a clearer picture, and hopefully there'll be reform. That's the thing. You can talk about the different grasses and different plant life that might have been brought onto the island, the state that it was in, whether or not it was cleared out, and, of course, ultimately, the water issue. Why wasn't the water released so that this fire could be fought?
Right. Now, we talked about the airport here locally being shut down, correct?
That's right.
Let's talk about American Airlines. They made the news for all the wrong reasons yesterday. They were fined $4.1 million for dozens of long tarmac delays that trapped passengers inside that they would not let off the plane. Now, the federal government is fining American Airlines $4.1 million, the largest such fine ever, for dozens of instances in which passengers were kept on board planes without a chance to exit during the long ground delays.
Yeah, and especially, sometimes you can get into some really bad environmental conditions if the air conditioning's not running properly, if they're not, flying on the airplane like they're supposed to be. And also, of course, the claustrophobia and having to be sort of stuck far beyond what you're ever prepared for. That's incredibly important.
And I got called out yesterday for not saying anything about the death of Joe the Plumber over the weekend. But Joe the Plumber, who obviously became famous because he questioned Obama's tax policies during the 2008 campaign, has died at the age of 49. Unfortunately, he was suffering from, I believe it was cancer, pancreatic cancer, I think.
Pancreatic cancer, yes.
Yeah, so he'll be missed. He was a good guy. He also ran for Congress at one time. All right, well, Kyle, hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more of the Captain's America Third Watch, and I'm going to let Kathy take us to break. So, Kathy, it's your turn.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Be sure to tune in 2:45 and 3:45 Eastern Time every morning for the Truckers Highway and Byway Report with Captain Matt Bruce and Kyle Warren, the Professor of Politics, as they keep you up to date with the weather conditions in the lower 48, live on the Captain's America Third Watch.
If you want love to last, well, I used to walk you home.
goodness, Kyle, who is that singing that song?
Well, that's John Lennon, of course, with the Beatles, and John's doing the singing there. I don't know who's playing the piano, but I'm going to make a guess. It probably was George Martin, but yeah, that's early Beatles. Very cool.
Well, he was harmonizing with Paul McCartney.
Exactly.
And yeah. I think even George Harrison was singing in that. I think that's
probably when, so.
Yeah, I think that's when George Harrison started singing. But, you know, the Beatles and Slow Down. I'll tell you what, I remember that song. A lot of great fun with the Beatles when they came to town. And we used to kid about the fact, you want a Beatles haircut? Sure, you put a soup bowl on their head and cut everything below the bowl.
That's right, yeah, they were called the Mop Tops.
Yep, they were mops, all right. All right, well, let me just get into this because, of course, Idalia is forecast to become a major hurricane over the next 24 to 36 hours and come ashore here in Florida. Probably up around Big Bend or Crystal River or maybe even a little bit closer to town, Cedar Key, we'll see. But it's definitely going to impact the entire west coast of Florida and probably the west half of Florida, west of U.S. 27 with some sort of rain, wind or whatnot, and maybe even a storm surge in different places where they're not expecting to see it. So that's what we're going to see. But in the meantime, Kyle, you got some interesting weather out west, so go for it.
Well, we continue to see these excessive heat warnings in the southwest, especially southern Arizona, looking at Tucson, looking at Phoenix, for example. Looks like you could have afternoon temperatures, again, hitting up to about 115 degrees. If you're out in the Southern California desert, out near Desert Center, Palm Springs area, you know, could be up to 119. That's really, really something, unfortunately.
That's brutal. That is brutal.
That's right. So all of our friends across the southwest, they're really going to be in it, unfortunately. This is going to head on up, of course, towards Las Vegas in the little bit not quite to Utah, so that's good. We also have an aerial flood watch. This is up in northern Washington this morning. This is going to be pretty much the northern half or so of Washington, but still east of Mount Vernon, Everett, and Seattle, where you can get some flooding from excessive rainfall. That's possible through Wednesday morning. This is where this watch is going to be taking place. Also creeping over into northern Idaho. We don't have much to talk about on the precipitation, just the southeast corner of Colorado near Lamar. They're getting a lot of rain in that area right now. And then down near Carlsbad, New Mexico. More next hour, and back to the captain.
All righty, well, let's go up to North Dakota, right along the state line, and in about 50, 60 miles into Minnesota, all the way down to the Iowa line. We've got an area there of condensed just schmuck, the rotten air that we call schmuck, or smuts, rather. And then when you get down into Nebraska, starting over there around Grand Island and coming over to Omaha, and then coming on down south all the way to Kansas and the corner of Missouri down there, you've got more of the same down that way. In the Dallas Metroplex today, you're going to have some very poor air quality as well. And down along the coastal area from south of Houston down to Brownsville, right now we've got some fog along the Gulf tonight down there. So that's unusual. Means we're going to have a change in the weather, I guess, but there are some cooler temperatures starting to show up, so maybe, just maybe, they're going to get a reprieve. Now, in the meantime, when you take a look at the weather map, nothing else really matters in the south except for Idalia, the tropical storm soon to be a hurricane, because it's got Florida lit up like a red light siren. It's got the southeastern corner of Georgia lit up. It's got the southeastern corner of South Carolina lit up. And then it goes out to sea. And where it's going to go after that, we don't know. But I will tell you this much. I saw some models yesterday, Kyle, that showed it making a loop and coming back around, maybe. But they didn't know how far around it was going to come. Isn't that amazing?
Yeah, that's very, very concerning.
But in the meantime, we're going to have a Category 3 hurricane going up to the west of us It's not going to hit us directly, but we're going to be on the right side of the storm, which is not the place you want to be. The tropical force winds are out 150 miles. We definitely will be in those winds. We could be in some higher winds, depending on how close to the shoreline this thing gets. And if that's the case, it would be a difference between a 30 to 50, a 50 to 70, or a 70 to 90 mile an hour wind. But we will get rain. There will be squall lines set up. We will get flooding. We will get a storm surge. And all the low-lying areas, I'm telling you, folks, this is not a drill. You need to be out of the areas that traditionally flood, because guess what? It's going to flood again. This is 4 to 7 feet of water. If you're up there by Crystal River or by Cedar Key or Big Bend, you're talking 8 to 12 foot of water on top of a high tide. And I don't need to tell you that that's going to put you over the top of any one-story home. So you need to be out of the area. You just need to be out of the area. Don't be foolish with this. This is a life-threatening storm surge, and it's the water that always kills you. It's not so much the winds, but it's the water, because the power lines get submerged in the water. You don't know where they're at, and if the lines are still activated, well, all of a sudden, bye-bye, see ya. You know what I mean?
Indeed. Again, Captain, we can't emphasize this enough about how serious it is in those areas, and you got to listen to the local authorities.
Right.
And you have to leave if they ask you to leave.
That's right. And they were coming around yesterday, and they were telling people in my zone that I was in the A zone, the A flooding zone, that it was time to pack up and think about going to shelter, either going to one of the shelters or going to higher ground or just getting out of Dodge for a few days. And I always come to the radio station, so I'll be over here, and we'll be putting together news and communications and whatnot, because we have a tag team effort over here for our local area, and that's what we'll be doing. That's what we'll be doing, keeping everybody informed.
And that's another great reason why people need to have those battery-powered radios and extra batteries.
Yeah, and
while
we're at it, a shameless plug for AM radio, because here's the deal, folks. You're not going to hear this on the public broadcasting system. You're not going to hear us telling you about the different hazards and the different ways to get a hold of people and this, that, and the other. You won't hear it. You will hear it on AM radio, and you will hear it on FM radio, the translators for the AM stations. But if they want to get rid of AM radio, they're getting rid of your way of hearing what's going on. And then they really got you. They really got you.
Well, that's right, Captain. AM radio for disaster relief or disaster communications.
Yep.
Unparalleled and widespread that people can use.
Yep. Okay. So tell us about the Pilot and Flying J, please.
All right, folks. So don't forget, you want to find out more about Pilot and Flying J Travel Center simply by going to pilotflyingj.com. That's pilotflyingj.com. Find out about their My Rewards Plus app and much more. Pilotflyingj.com.
And tell them Kyle sent you.
Kyle
Warren, the professor, sent you. All right, we'll be right back, folks. Top of the hour, and a little news break we got coming up there, and we'll be back with hour number two. Don't go anywhere.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned for another great hour of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after your top of the hour news. And don't forget, you can call us at 1-877-969-8600. Come on now.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.